As Jessica said, the ministry fair itself is really kind of the highlight of this morning and the main piece of what we're doing. But I wanted to take just a few minutes to kind of put it in context. I could have taken a variety of approaches, but I want to say a little bit about serving and kind of why it's important, because sometimes we look at it as, well, you know, we love Jesus, we develop our life with him, we come together as God's people, and some of us have to serve too. But it really has a much more significant place in our lives. Since we did a series for 11 weeks on James, a verse comes to my mind out of James, chapter 2, verse 26, which says very simply, "Faith without deeds is dead." Whenever I read that verse, another verse comes to my mind from the writings of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5, verse 6, and it says this: "The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." And what I like about both of those together is, of course, it's not saying that faith isn't at the root of how we come into life with God, but it is saying that if we genuinely have faith in Jesus, it will give expression through a changed life that includes the kind of service that we perform out of love towards other people. And one of the things we learned in our study in James, you know, basically, if there's no like changed outward expression in the way we live, and we don't find ourselves compelled by Christ's love to serve others, you can be pretty certain there's something wrong with your faith, because faith produces that kind of a life. And so today is not like kind of an add-on to our life in Christ. It's actually where it naturally goes. It's what the Holy Spirit does in people who come into relationship with Jesus Christ. And what we'll see, and I'll just give you a few examples, service adds tremendous value to our lives. It does a lot for us and other people. I wanted to read one other verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. These are great verses to contemplate for ourselves. I'll just kind of read it slowly this morning. He says, "Under his control," this is meaning Jesus, "all the different parts of the body fit together. And the whole body is held together by every joint with which it is provided. So, when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love." And you know, those are nice words, and you could easily like get past the significance, because the alternate is when every part does not do its work, the body does not grow and it does not build itself up. The expectation is that through what Christ is doing in us, as we give expression to that, that is how we grow as a people. And that's what builds us up. And so if we're not actively engaged in serving in the church, out of the church, through the church, in the world, we really cannot grow in the way that God has designed us to. In fact, somebody said, I ran across this statement by Rich Nathan, a Vineyard pastor, taking off of some other famous statement, said, there's an empty shape in our hearts that can only be filled by serving. There's things that service does in our lives that nothing else can do in its place. And that brings to mind Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 10, which is interesting when you read it in the context of the prior statement. God has made us what we are. And in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. So if we were made, we were actually created and designed for service, then service and the kind of service we were designed for is necessary to actually live a fulfilling life and to fulfill the very purpose that we were made for. You just got to do it. It's like what we were made for, and we're like missing out on what we were created for if we're not engaged in meaningful service. One of the things I love about serving is you find yourself like partnering with God. We think we experience God when we're worshiping, which we do, or when you're praying. We also experience God when we are serving, because God is in the church and in the world serving. And it's almost like, oh, you find yourself bumping into God when you are serving others, because that's where he is all the time. So I wanted to just kind of outline sort of four benefits here. The first I've already spoken about. Service provides fulfillment in our lives because it's what we were made for. And so when we're doing what we were made for, we find a lot of meaning in our lives. We feel like life is meaningful and purposeful. And it kind of fills the gap that we often find growing in us. Another thing service does, it's important for formation. All these begin with the same letter, so maybe we'll remember them. It's important for our formation. Service is one of the keys to our personal growth and development. See, we tend to compartmentalize things. You know, we experience God if we worship and pray. No, we also experience God when we serve. We are shaped and formed when we study and learn. No, serving is part of the process of how we actually grow and are formed. And I thought it in a few ways. So serving grows our love muscles. The more we serve, the better we get at serving. You know, it's just one of those good things. It reinforces itself and we actually get better at it. Serving builds our faith in God. Because when we serve and we see the effects, we realize, wow, that's amazing. God can actually bring about this kind of a change in someone else's life or kind of ignite a movement just because I was serving. That's because God is involved in our serving. Serving also forms us by tearing down fears and judgments. You know, it's easy to judge people when we're far away. When we get into their life and we actually help them, come alongside them, it tends to take away our fears and our judgments, and it changes our life with them. And I think serving also forms us by creating a greater sense of need for growth and learning and training. Because you get out there trying to help people, you get out there trying to do things, and while you're doing it, you realize, I don't exactly know what I'm doing. Or I'm not all that good at this. I have this great picture in my mind of what would happen. Well, it's not happening that way. And I realize I don't know enough. I haven't figured this out well enough. And now it makes me want to learn more as a result of serving. So it brings fulfillment. It creates formation. It also creates friendships. It's an amazing thing. When you work together with other people, unless things go really bad, you tend to become friends. You get to know each other better, you get to like each other more, and you find that you want to be in each other's lives beyond the service. And I know guys especially, we're like this. We get to be better friends more by doing things together a lot of times than just talking. I remember my son, when he was younger, he did not want me to like just sit down and look him in the eyes. Well, John Mark, tell me, you know, how's life going? What are you doing? He hated that. But if we were side by side, where I didn't look in his face, and we're doing something together, we could talk and he would answer and he would ask questions and we would end up growing through that. And I think too, friendship tends to facilitate serving. There are a lot of things I don't like doing, but if my friends are gonna do it, okay, I'll do it too, because I'm not going alone and I get to hang out with my friends. And I would just say the kind of the last thing here, fulfillment, formation, friendship, it produces fruitfulness. And that's kind of what we're aiming for too. But what we realize is a lot of other things come just because we're serving. Our service has a beneficial impact for other people. In fact, we probably wouldn't do it if it wasn't good for people. Although I realize, and I'm trying to tell you this morning, you'll be more fulfilled if you serve. You will actually grow as a person if you serve. You will make friends if you serve, but will also do good for other people in the process. Our serving meets needs that people have that won't be met unless someone actually comes and gets involved in their lives and serves them. And it tends to open people's hearts to Jesus when they see God's people serving and when they experience that service, you know, on the other end of it. It's a funny thing, but people who know anything about Jesus or anything about the Bible, they think that people who know Jesus serve. And so when they don't see us serving, they're wondering if we know Jesus or if Jesus, you know, is all that real. And when they do see us serving, they think that's what people who know Jesus are supposed to do. And that makes them more open to the gospel. I remember this was many years ago. Our youth were out in the neighborhood just doing things for elderly people. And they mowed this woman's lawn and then just knocked on her door to say, oh, by the way, we cut your grass. And she said, there must be revival at your church. But that's kind of funny, but in her mind, if God is really at work in his people, then they go out of their way to serve others. And since you're serving me in this way, God must really be at work in your church. And isn't that part of what we want to see happen? We want people to know, yes, God really is at work in me and in us and in our church. And this is the kind of life that he produces and the kind of things you'll see us doing for you and in our community because we love Jesus. So we have a ministry fair set up in the storehouse. You're gonna go out the door to your right. What we're hoping to do is provide information so you see what's going on and everything that we're doing. We wanna provide a little inspiration because when you see what people are engaging in and the lengths they're going to do this, you're gonna think, wow, there's some pretty amazing people here. I'm gonna be one of those amazing people. And we're going to provide opportunity where if you are not involved in serving in some way, you'll get to see the places where you can serve and who's doing what and how they're doing it. And it gives God a chance to speak to you and say, Bobby, man, this is for you. You know, this is where I've given you a heart for. And this makes sense of the calling that you know is on your life. And then you can sign up right there and become a part. Or you could think about it for just a little bit and then sign up later. So here's what we're going to do. The kids will stay, you know, they're being taken care of while you are over at the ministry fair. In just a minute, we're going to just watch a short video that's going to give you a kind of really quick view of all the stuff we're doing. And then we're going to all go out of here. No one is going to go to their cars. And we're all gonna go right out the door, across the street, and into the storehouse and see what's going on, okay? So let's watch this.